Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your opening bell for September 29th, 2025. So I'm going to give you all the economic news for this week that might be affecting these over through here. The reason why I say might this time is the government might be shutting down. That's the headlines right now. They shut down. We're probably not going to get a lot of the financial news that we need latter part of this week, especially the jobs market. So what I'm going to try to explain to you guys right now is with the economic data we have right through here, headlines, what the bond market's doing, and with the economic calendar, what's going to go on these and the whys behind it? Because if you're watching this video, most likely you're looking to buy or refinance. And the number one question I'm getting right now is, Dan, should I lock or float? So let's get over today's economic news and this week's news to figure out just the answer to that question. So without further ado, folks, let's get into it. So here's what we're looking at right now. The government might be shutting down here soon. And what that means we're might not get a lot of news that we need. And that's one of the biggest pieces of the puzzle that we're focusing in on right now, because there's a lot of employment numbers coming down the pike. So let's get over to see what would happen if the Federal Reserve or the federal government shuts down. What's on the agenda? So for that, let's get over to CNBC. We'll see what they have to say about this. Then we come back. I'm going to give you the news that we're supposed to get this week. And then we also created a blog that I'm going to come out with each Monday to help you guys understand the news coming out for the week and how those affect these things and the whys behind it. So without further ado, folks, let's get over to this video on CNBC. Let's get their take. Is there going to be a government shutdown? And if there is, what data might we be missing?
All right, government moving closer to a shutdown to take place at the end of the month could have a big impact on economic data, for example. Emily Wilkins joins us now. She has more for us as we take a look at the countdown clock. Emily?
Hey, David. Yeah, that countdown clock is going. It will be here before we know it. But look, a shutdown is looking increasingly likely. 4 days can be a long time in D.C., but right now, both sides have just very much dug in. Doesn't appear to be really any serious negotiations going on. That means that we could be headed into the first major full government shutdown since 2013. Here's what to expect. First of all, if it begins on Wednesday, goes till Friday, don't expect any jobs data to come out on Friday. You can also begin to expect delays for company certifications, slowing down the process for companies to go public. And this is a big one here, the whole no pay for federal workers and contractors. You know, the last shutdown we had, it was a partial one. It began in 2018. It delayed $18 billion for compensation, purchasing of goods and services, those salaries included in there. And that was an impact found by the Congressional Budget Office. And plus, since U.S. national parks and monuments are also going to be shut, the U.S. Travel Association warning that the travel industry, airlines and rail could lose $1 billion for each week that the government shut down. Now, that's what's happened previously, but this time there is a new wrinkle. The White House threatening massive government layoffs that could impact hundreds of thousands of employees. Now, it's not clear at this point exactly how many agencies would be impacted. The guidance that was given to them is basically to not reduce workforce for programs that are in line with Trump's priorities, but it raises the stakes for what a shutdown could mean for industries and for the economies. Guys?
Okay, Emily, thank you very much.
That we're seeing right now. That's very important. So we're going to get a lot of this data coming down the pike. Here's what the Federal Reserve monitors. Okay, they monitor inflation and unemployment. The reason being is they were created for two reasons, and that was them. It was to keep jobs at full employment, and anything under 5% is full employment, and to keep inflation or prices in check, and they're wanting this to stay at 2% or get to 2%. That's the sticky part. But the last meeting, they came in and said, well, tariffs are creating that, and it'll be a one-off, and that was per the Federal Reserve, but now their focus is on right through here. So what I'm going to try to do to help you guys out is each Monday, I'm going to create a blog. And on our website, just go to theRateUpdate.com. You can go over to our blog section under resources, and you're going to see blogs. This is what I'm going to post each Monday. So it's going to go through here. And here's what everybody's asking me. How rates are stuck in the mids. Will they drop or are they going to stay? So down through here, here's what we're going to post each Monday. All the data that we're going to get for the week. And this was kind of a brush just to go over a lot of data with you. But what I'm going to go over is the weekly calendar of events that's going to get posted. Our thoughts, what the consensus is and the forecast is. And, you know, we're going to track these things. We're also going to give you access to, if you want to see the, you know, charts like this that we see each day, you know, where MBSs are going and where rates are going to go and things like that. You can also get access to those right through here. If you want to see mortgage rates live, click it. You're going to get my newsletter. It's actually a live page. So these will, as the markets open, you're going to see these move. And you can do the same thing with the MBS lives. So if you want to see what the MBS is, what is an MBS? Well, right over through here. So if you follow my channel and you're trying to really figure out what's going on with mortgage rates, this is what we follow right through here. We don't follow the 10-year treasury. We don't follow just bankrate.com to figure out where rates are. This is the mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. So what you have to do is you have to figure out and decipher, well, this is what the price did. What happened to rates? Well, because on normally with bonds, you see a rate. Like the 10-year treasury, you're seeing 4.162. That's the rate. So over here, what you have to do is say, well, what would this do to the yield? Okay, because the importance of this is the yield on this or the rate on this bond is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So if this price is going up, which you're seeing, that's great news because prices on a bond that go up means yields, or in this case, rates, come down. Well, the bigger the number up through there makes the adjustment bigger. You know, if it's down 2, not going to really move much. If it's up 2, not going to move much. If it goes up 20, it's a move, and that will change and affect these things over through here. So really doesn't look like there's an exciting day on the in the news front right through here. The whole data and the whole markets, what I'm expecting is they're just waiting to see what's going to go on with the federal government in regards to a shutdown. So that's our newsletter that we will post. And then last but not least, what's the Federal Reserve going to do at the next meeting? We did go over the economic calendar. What's the Federal Reserve going to do at the next meeting? And are they going to get all the data that they need if there's a government shutdown? Because the main thing that they focus in on is, like we said earlier, they look at the unemployment rate, or at least the jobs market, and where inflation's going. Well, this week we're going to get some of that data, but if they're shut down, what's going to happen? Well, let's go over to the Federal Reserve FedWatch tool. What this thing does is it tells us, or at least helps predict or forecast, what the Federal Reserve is going to do down the road. So right now, what you have to understand is the federal funds rate is 4 to 4.25. They cut that 2 weeks ago. So if you go down through here, what's it expecting? Let's scroll down. So within 30 days, they're expecting the federal funds rate, well, a 90% chance to be at 3.75 to 4. Well, that means there would be a 25 basis point rate cut. But the bad news here is there was about a 10% chance. There might be a 50 basis point cut because there were some numbers in here, but now they're over here. So there means there's a 10% chance the Federal Reserve might not even cut. Well, a lot of the data that they're going to focus in on is going to be this time when it comes to the unemployment rate. And are we going to get that news because of a government shutdown? Only time's going to tell, folks. So stay tuned to my channel each day. I go over in the morning the opening bell and what's going on with rates and so forth. And then the evening, we go over and conclude the day. And I also talk a lot of times about mortgage products. And we also have a live event a few times a week. So join us there, because our whole goal, if you're watching this channel and you're looking to buy or refinance a house, my whole goal is to help you understand what's going on with those and the whys behind it, folks. So my name is Dan Freel. I come out each day to explain to you guys those things. The reason why I do it is I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. And that means I'm a licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're out there and need some help when it comes to buying or refinancing, I'd love to help you. I have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare and shop your loan with over 30 different lenders. How? Well, the bank that I'm set up with, just go to therateupdate.com. That's our website. Well, the bank I work at, it gives me the federal license to work all states as well as Puerto Rico. But we're also set up like, I guess the best way I can put it is like a large brokerage where we have over 30 different lenders. These are banks, lenders, credit unions that we can work with. Some of them have programs like this. If you're looking to buy a house, we got a $7,000 down payment assistance loan right through here. You don't have to pay it back. So when rates keep going down and you look to refinance, don't get one of those you have to pay back. This one is basically, you walk out of the closing and you don't have to pay it back. There's no lien. There's nothing. You don't even have to worry about refinancing it because it was basically free money. Go up through here. If you're looking to refinance, click this tab right through here. The unique thing about this is what it's going to do is it's going to allow you to put in your mortgage information and tell me what rate you want for me to contact you when rates hit there. So let's say you're at 7.25 and you're like, Dan, when rates get to 6.25, reach out to me. Or you're like, I don't even really know. Well, you can find this on our blog as well. If you go to our blog, you can go down through here and you can go through here, get a rate watch alert. And down through here, here's where I kind of, down in one of these sections that I'll be putting in. Oh, right through here. What is my expectations if you're looking to close in less than 30 days? Well, I would suggest you lock in. But if you're looking to, you're looking to close maybe 31, 60, 45, 90 days out, and you're like, I don't know where rates are going to go from there. Well, click right through here. This is the rate watch tool. What you're going to do is tell me the rate that you want me to contact you. So when rates hit where you want them to be, I'll be reaching out to y'all. Call you, text you, email you, and you better answer the phone because you're reaching out to me to let me know what rate you need to refinance. Same thing if you're looking to buy or build, folks. If you're out there just needing some assistance for a rate or want me to monitor rates for you, you can fill out that. And how you find all this stuff is just go to therateupdate.com. Here's our website. Ton of tools on here for you to use. If you just need to reach out to us, our information is right up there at the top. You can give us a call right through here. You can even click this button and ask me a question right through there, and I'll send you an email back. I'll even send you a video. If you give me your phone number, I'll be more than happy to call you as well. So that's our report for this morning. Not looking for rates to really move at all. I'm looking for the markets to just monitor what's going to go on with the federal government. Is there going to be a shutdown looming? That's going to be the key role in what happens with these for the week. So stay tuned for the closing bell today, and then I will have live events throughout the week to help you guys understand what's going on with those. And the whys behind it, folks. So thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. Be safe. I'll see you at the closing bell. Bye-bye.